The U.S.-led wars in Iraq and Afghanistan helped put a spotlight on a little-known military technology. Unmanned aerial vehicles helped military planners pick targets and survey wide swaths of land. For years, some companies tried to convert that technology for use in the civilian world, with little success. But that is changing. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
Unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, have been around for decades. They trace their roots to the 1920s. The military began using them for surveillance during the Cuban Missile Crisis. During the Vietnam War, UAVs were flown on thousands of missions. But their use didn't rise to public consciousness until Afghanistan and Iraq. The San Diego-designed Predator and Global Hawk each won rave reviews. That praise led to renewed interest in using unmanned platforms for other things.
Definitely the beginning of a new era for UAVs. They'll be coming in greater and greater use. The applications will be more widespread as time goes on.
David Sliwa is with the In Situ Group. It's based in southern Washington State and designs several unmanned systems. Already, he says, the Japanese are using unmanned helicopters for crop dusting. Hollywood movie directors use UAVs for difficult aerial shots. Weather forecasters launch unmanned systems to follow fast-moving storms. Sliwa's company is working with Boeing to develop a lightweight vehicle called the C-Scan. Commercial fishermen want to use the 4-foot plane to track schools of tuna. Sliwa says the possibilities are limitless.
Hardly a week goes by that we don't have a potential customer come to us with possibly a brand new idea that even we had not yet considered.
In Situ is one of more than 50 manufacturers building these unmanned systems. It's estimated there are more than 150 models of UAVs in use or being tested. Some are bigger than a bus, others smaller than a basketball. They cost anywhere from $50,000 to several million. San Diego is home to several of these companies, including Northrop Grumman and General Atomics Aeronautical Systems. At General Atomics headquarters, they make several different models of UAVs for the military and NASA. It's one of the companies that wants to break into the commercial sector. General Atomics' Tom Cassidy says it's an untapped market.
You can monitor pipelines and high-tension wires and oil spills and environmental concerns. You could actually put cell phone networks in the air over a place that might be devastated by a hurricane with all the telephone lines wiped out.
Cassidy says the hardest part of converting UAVs from military to commercial use is public acceptance. Drones can be pre-programmed to fly satellite-guided missions or controlled by a remote pilot. He says some people worry the unmanned planes or helicopters will go out of control and crash into neighborhoods. Industry officials dismiss that and say the same objections were raised when commercial airliners began flying. But the American Civil Liberties Union has its own concerns. ACLU spokesman Jay Stanley says these flying robotic cameras evoke some of the most Orwellian Big Brother images possible.
I think that it's yet another example where the technology has advanced faster than the law has been able to keep up and protect our privacy rights.
But the very things the ACLU is worried about are what Northrop Grumman touts as the plane's strengths. They can watch over U.S. ports, the border, and vast stretches of uninhabited forest land. Northrop's Norm Sakamoto remembers a massive fire in rural Spain several years ago. Officials didn't know it was burning until it neared a populated area. He says if UAVs had been on the lookout, the Spaniards wouldn't have been caught off guard. Sakamoto says even though unmanned aerial vehicles aren't new, it's still a very young industry.
We see the horizon, we see the light, we see the promise, we see the potential opportunities, but you know, until we're there, we won't know for sure.
Another uncertainty is the Federal Aviation Administration. Under current rules, the FAA has to sign off on every unmanned flight in U.S. airspace that goes above 400 feet. Earlier this year, the Bush administration asked Congress to draft new air traffic rules for UAVs to make it easier to operate them in the United States. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.